You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Casino, America's social casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Hold up. Have you had a conversation with Thomas about what exactly he's doing?
Yeah, it's all,
What do you got, buddy?
Did you make some? Oh, did you just make some art?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice.
What do you have?
Yeah, you want to explain it? Yeah, absolutely. No bad for some, better than I could do. But the gist was that Thomas, when there's action, he loves it. So he must have been the mother came down, and then I'd say, "Here I go," and one of them, "I love you, I want to see you," and then she laughed at me. First, he said, "Can we do a taxi?" And I said, "Is it far up here?" And he said, "No, it was all the way down there." So I didn't see the car. But no. And I'm like, "Okay." And then I was like, "Well, yeah."
That's pretty much what I want to ask him.
Yeah, of course.
So I mean, you go and shoot on it through the lock, it's helpful.
Yeah,
it sounded like
he
did, but we'll ask him again.
Yeah, and he kept saying it was a taxi, and I was like, But I can't remember.
Did she
normally take them here?
What?
Anyways, what she had, what she has this, because yeah, I know that.
Have you guys ever called the
local taxi company before? I have. I called, John Taxi or something, said that I forget what it was, but I pulled it off now. I call in the mornings of the book here on time. It's very hard to get into like 5 in the morning.
Right. What was. How did you normally get into that?
Did you guys get in touch with Uber?
Beth is one of the people that are getting back.
There's a we've called as well, and they don't want to not. But I still, that's amazing. I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Right.
But that's like all of the apps and stuff are under the app.
Right? Yeah. It'll be under
Oh, this is my or
yeah.
Oh no, it'll be kind of like that. No, and the last thing was that pretty clear.
It's a pain to change names over all your accounts. Sometimes you just leave it alone.
Yes.
Where does she keep the Serbian passport? Where does she carry around
with her? Yeah, she's like, the only one is the newest passport, which she carries with the Serbian passport. She won't carry it because it's not useful. They won't be doing it again in the United States.
Right. I'm just going to sneak in there. If they're asking for questions, I don't want to ask them to see if they're asking what happened.
What's he working on? Brian here.
We haven't asked you yet.
Can you decipher for me?
No.
I don't have kids, so I can't translate the drawings.
Well, he's doing some math for us.
Yep.
And he's got the happy face and the heart. And then he's got the spooky movie stuff over there. And the kid feels very new to me. Actually, he enjoys that. He was doing a colorful ring about the blue, and now he's even put a whole heart. So, the kids are big, going to get going on there. I mean, in the way I built on the maps, they're pretty used to the last 6 to 9 grades, and then the month now, long accounts of girls.
Yes.
She's like, hey, I'll talk to you later. Yes, he's a big chocolate.
What's your schedule like tomorrow?
We go to the old people, and then we request. Well, we would like to talk to the kids, but we have strange and professional relationships and each kid, not police officers.
The civilian network's VA's office, and it's not at a police station yet. It's actually at our friend's house in Foxborough, near Gillette Stadium.
It's not too far from there, right?
It's not probably the 4 hours. So it's actually right behind the Gillette Stadium on but it's right behind you, like, generally. And it's a good setup. It's actually like just a couple of couches and chairs and boys.
Anyone want to talk to the Brian Hingham?
Just bring the kids on while we're to the 3-year-old.
William doesn't speak that. I mean, he speaks a little bit. I mean, he's like a family. If you're gonna make a phone, so
I think if you bring all the kids on voice to Hollywood, see if we're just gonna have the person ask the question about mom and last time, this conversation with him.
That's fine.
And it's really kind of nice, casual, comfortable setting for children. It's specifically designed for that. We had to use it for
children who are victims, stuff like that. It's really, you know, I mean, you'll see and sit down before you. If you can get, I think we can get the kids' arm.
Yeah. Which arm?
I don't have it down yet.
Okay.
What? We can call you in the morning.
Yeah, you got it. I got to just, remember I took you to school. Mm-hmm. So I'll certainly be willing to organize that, and I'll talk to Tracy about and then you can do all the work tomorrow.
That's actually,
yeah,
that one's a good,
yeah.
That would be convenient.
Well, I mean, we don't have extra time. I'm in emergency, so.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I mean, what time are you at work? 7 in the morning, is that?
Yeah,
that's what time I also get to.
Yeah, so, right at the hell are you coming?
1.5 and 4.
Okay, and, the 4-year-old then is starting to make it.
Is that right? Oh, yeah, he's fine. Let me see if I can get to the year. Yeah, it's usually a really nice home like this.
It's just a conversation. It's fine. If anything that you feel is going to help.
We're trying every other year.
I appreciate that. Yeah,
recently, we'll see, run a little bit. All right. I guess there's no one scheduled to be in there tomorrow, or as far as like children being interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
So probably wide open.
Okay.
Just gotta see what time the counselor is available to be there. I'm guessing I'd probably be flexible, but like you said, rather get a talk.
Oh, I'm waiting until it's done. Waiting until Monday to this. That's just probably on the
So. We can talk more if we're all trying to get you like a Saturday and Saturday. Well, we can just plan on it.
You'd
have plenty of time if you
want. Okay.
Plenty of time.
Oh, hi, Miles.
Hey, see you later.
Is it enough?
Hey, buddy.
Say hello? Yeah. You're
right back? Yeah, I'm going to help you find it. Okay?
Okay. Remember when we didn't have electronics and then when you were younger?
Yep. Welcome. My spouse and Canada says, give me a touch for some performance when they run up and they all want to set something up. Is there any part of the house that they're looking at or that she's leaving behind?
No, but if you guys want to take another look, certainly that's cool to do that.
Okay.
If that's supported, I know you're all going to be
right.
But it's job or not, but it's new. So,
you got a new set of eyes, sort of. Is there an attic?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so we didn't hit the attic.
No,
that's not. Right. So, we definitely want to do that.
It's not the main thing about, walk around.
Right.
We tried that and I broke the ceiling. I fixed it. Yeah.
10 o'clock. Anytime. Kristen is in the council that we have room, and I guess the time works.
So
10 o'clock sounds okay to you. The 30 years.
How long is the session? For that in
while working station.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, they can go a long time, but
an hour.
Those are the long ones are when we're actually have a specific instrument or craft to dive into it. This instance is kind of. How the
sense of how mom is and stuff like
that.
So I think it's going to be good. I guess my answer is I don't think it's going to be terribly long.
Well, do you think it'll be more or less than that?
For both of them, I would say
an hour. Okay, so it's an hour of.
Did you have to get back or something?
I'm just trying to figure out like timing. Yeah, I think Tim, actually Tim would probably work out just fine. So.
Okay, so let's plan on 10 o'clock before we leave. And we'll plan out for about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Yeah.
Alright, so you don't mind if we just take
No problem.
Yeah, do you want me to I'll mark this up?
Yeah. Right.
It is 2053. Thursday, January 5, 2023.
Sergeant, I'd like to ask some questions about January 5. After that, well, actually, There's people talking in the room. Who are they?
The people talking at that table?
No, there's conversations going on behind you, it sounds like. What's going on there?
Detective Lieutenant Lopes and Sergeant Buchanan are interviewing the defendant's mother, Diana Walsh.
And after the interview, did you have the opportunity to walk around the residence again?
Yes.
What did you see in the attic?
I went in the attic. The attic's unfinished. There's insulation, and exposed floor joists.
But nothing else in them?
Correct.
Did you go back down in the basement?
Yes.
What did you see in the basement?
If you go down the steps to the right is utilities. If you go left, there's like a refrigerator. There's some storage boxes, some trash bags, some cleaning equipment.
Did you do anything with the trash bags?
I kind of manipulated the bag from the outside.
And what did you notice?
I felt like there was a carpet sample or a piece of a rug inside of one.
Did you open the bags?
I did not.
Did you have the opportunity to go outside again?
Yes.
What did you do outside?
We checked the shed, the backyard, walked around the property again.
And did you do anything with the pool?
We shined our flashlights into the pool again, but it was looked at with the floodlights the night prior.
Now, what about vehicles that night? Did you look at any vehicles?
We looked at the Volvo again.
And what did you do to look at the Volvo?
We went through it more thoroughly.
And did anyone give you permission?
Yes.
Who?
The defendant.
And what did you find in the Volvo?
In the Volvo was a receipt and a cell phone.
And did you ask the defendant about the cell phone?
Yes.
And what did he say about the cell phone?
It was the eldest son's cell phone.
And the receipt, where was the receipt from?
Lowe's.
Was there a date on it?
January 4th.
And do you know which Lowe's?
Weymouth Lowe's.
Now, on January 5th, besides this interview that's recorded, did you have any other conversations with Mr. Walsh?
Yes, we spoke on the phone a few times earlier that day.
Well, let me ask you, when was the first time you spoke to him that day?
Just before 9 a.m. on that Thursday.
And do you remember the substance of that conversation?
I just let him know that we were working on the investigation and we would be in touch.
And when was the next time you spoke to him?
About 3:45 p.m.
And what did you talk about in that conversation?
I had called him and left a message. You called right back. And he asked about media and a PR person. And I had asked about if Anna carried large sums of cash on her. And he said, sometimes yes, sometimes no.
What did he ask about a PR person?
He asked if he should get a PR person or talk to the media.
What did you say?
I said that he's free to talk to the media, although I don't recommend it.
Now, how long were you at the Walsh residence that night with the state police?
About 8 p.m. to 10:30 p.m.
And what did you do after you left the Walsh residence?
We all went back to the Cohasset police station.
What did you do at the Cohasset police station?
We began digging into the financial institutions, but given the hour, they were closed and it was tough to get a hold of any record keepers.
So I take it now we're getting into January 6th.
Yes.
What did you do on January 6th as far as this investigation?
A large-scale search ensued. We brought in command posts, and we established a staging area.
Who brought in command posts?
The Metrolec command post was present and the Mass State Police command post.
Where were they set up?
Behind Stop and Shop at 400 Chief Justice Cushing Highway.
And how was the large-scale search done of the area?
There were canines. There was the Metro search and rescue team and the State Police CERT team conducting an area search of that wooded area.
Now, was anything recovered in that search?
No.
Sir, what was done to try and find surveillance video in that area?
Neighborhood canvases were conducted.
How'd you do that?
We requested assistance from neighboring agencies, their detectives, to come in. We'd pair a detective with a trooper, and they go around checking residents and businesses for any sort of security footage.
What was done as far as press conferences on the 6th?
My chief, Chief Quigley, gave a press conference on that Friday.
Now, did you have the opportunity to speak to any people as far as witnesses on the 6th?
Yes.
Who'd you speak to?
Jem Mutlu.
And where did that conversation take place?
The Cohasset Police Station.
And who was with you when that conversation took place?
Trooper DeChico.
And that day on the 6th, what was done as far as obtaining any digital devices from the defendant?
We collected on consent some digital devices.
And who went there to get those? Did you know?
Lieutenant Fanning.
From what department?
Mass State Police.
And now, sir, when is it the next time you had the opportunity to speak to Mr. Walsh after the interview on the 5th?
I spoke to him on the phone Friday.
The 6th?
Yes.
And after that conversation, did you ever speak to him again?
Saturday.
Saturday. And where did that conversation take place?
At the same dining room table in his home.
And who was present for that conversation?
Myself, Trooper DeChico, Trooper Proctor, Attorney Minor, and the defendant.
And about what time did that conversation begin on the 6th?
About 2 p.m.
Was anything returned to him on the 6th?
The digital devices that we had on consent.
And were you present for that?
Yes.
Now, have you had the opportunity to review the statement from January 7th?
Yes.
And does it fairly and accurately reflect the defendant's statements?
It does.
Your Honor, the Commonwealth would seek to have marked as Exhibit 55 the next slide that has the interview from January 7th.
Any new objections?
Same objection.
All right. They're acknowledged. The audio from 1723 is now marked in evidence as Exhibit 55.
Your Honor, with the court's permission, may I begin playing Exhibit 55?
Yes.
Thank you. Ms. Gilman?
The report is on. It is 1352 of 2023. My name is Detective Cohasset Police. Present is
Dave DeChico, DICICCO, Proctor, PROCTOR, Detective County Police Office.
Okay. Tracy Minor, attorney for Brian Walsh.
And I'm Brian Walsh.
Thank you.
Can we agree that I get a cut of the copy of the
report? Absolutely.
Not a problem. We were just talking about the open email passwords that on the. So we're staying on that topic. What? Let's just kind of go through the wall as a few things that we don't want to. I don't know if he has a cell phone. Within that cell, applications that you came up now will apply for.
Mm-hmm.
And does that generate a separate phone number, or is that just
So she's used WhatsApp as well, but Viber is how she gets in touch with her sister mostly. And she used it a lot when she was in Belgrade.
The applications are as well by handwriting the secondary telephone number. Did she make any calls
Instagram? She might use Instagram. I don't know much about that. And that the iMessenger stuff has been people calling her on that. It's been coming on my phone over the last week, so.
And password for
Those are the passwords. Stuff to banking, so I don't know if she uses it for that or not.
Failover at his capital B, local devoted to the department, and this wonderful dollar sign at the end.
Right. She usually uses that for her accounts that a viewer put it on and get me on. So, like the credit cards. So, I made these bank accounts, I'm only really looking at bank accounts, but Netflix and things like that.
So. Back to the one from any other level of communication. So Facebook for helping to do that.
I don't think I have access to that. She started putting my phone is what I have, but Facebook, Instagram, lighting, email, text, and phone calls. Right, so that model would be something.
With regard to the financials, we've gone to both and gave to also five banking institutions that you guys use. Sorry, my friend. Fidelity, there's Apple Credit Union, Longreads.
Liberty Bank is a credit union or something. And then there's a, if one of their locations right here in Denver.
Yeah.
Or is that a place that's in Virginia?
Is it Liberty Day or Liberty Bank?
Liberty Bank.
Okay.
I think she recently opened an account to DC's.
I think she's using that to credit. Yeah.
What if I was in
I had a credit card from Capital One.
And she didn't have access to
that. No, that's without credit, though.
Alright, let's do the. Anything else we moved?
The money that was moved from sale to house to the escrow at 1031 exchange.
Yeah.
I think so. What else? I mean,
when was that account in escrow? Something back to that. I think you took, $250,000?
Yeah, so $200,000.
And is that those are proceeds you said on the industry?
That's what we want to get, yeah.
I don't think. And, what is probably the things that you're doing?
Well, there wasn't anything chosen yet. There was possibilities in Baltimore. But there's also, talking about something here in Massachusetts.
Okay.
But Baltimore, I think, is the main focus.
Yeah, you guys have going.
No, there wasn't nothing.
And, you have a couple other properties in there.
And two in the lane that I'm working
on. Yeah. And any other assets?
There's the ones in Belgrade. There's a fund over there that probably a small bank account that hurt another fan.
Is the condo had got right in her neighbors or mom?
It's in the mom's neighborhood. Then they have a piece of property across, like a home sister in there's a piece of property across from the mom of the that her and her sister inherited from her father. And then there's her, there's not like an international, but then there's the country house.
which is about a 45-minute time from Belgrade. That's a mother's name. Okay, I was never in the father's name.
These are all PS if we talk about when you don't know what's going on.
Correct. Well, everything's about his name.
Well, yeah, it's about his name, but sorry. It's been enough.
Is there any business beyond
selling that you need to develop your...
Is that my knowledge?
Well, develop knowledge with mobile. You develop it, but
you've worked this one thing, but just now,
this is my car, like, I'm doing this, I touch other thing.
Yeah. No, that's not how I remember to look at all. If she was doing something like that, and I left her to zero information about it. When we talked about everything, you know, when she was looking for the dogs, and she could find a car, all these things.
But there, he was fine. Obviously. Spire and then, yes.
Let's company. Yeah, it's a toxic training company. And that's a new company that I've been working on with Megan's experience. So that's what I do when I'm watching the kids and doing other stuff. So that's my main focus, and then I'm building it up over the last 2 years.
Yeah,
it's on the ground running. It's not a problem yet, but we're going to catch the process. Training, yeah, he would make sense. Security training. Work with, yeah, and I have a psychologist or a workplace psychologist who's my business partner as well. And we come in and train high functioning teams like yourself and multi-team systems. And now you're reaching out to all sorts of different teams, and the ability to work cohesively with another high functioning team is very important, especially for cybersecurity and for cybersecurity breaks. So, and it's all about incident response.
Maybe even Frank and Wes is with that?
No, not at all. No, in fact, we're looking to close a large the government. We have possibilities, and we've just to recoup that and actually say that you would use that light for a prostitution. Yes.
What was the industrial class here?
Yeah, I can actually remember the exact numbers on that. We've, I guess it would be 90, so was it 80,000 dollars over 2 years?
Yes, on track.
We have a government contract now that's advanced 40,000 this year, and it's for over 5 years, so things go well, and then we're going to close any of the UK deals, and once that happens, it would be cash flow positive. Both my partner's not giving solidly sound of those yet, though. So.
Partner in the trading government business.
Jesus, yes, this is all moving to
evolving.
No. I'm not my partners now. No, I'm just doing it. Yeah, that was a support system for him, and we're friends. I saw opportunity during the pandemic. Things have really cooled off in that market, and that's why I'm moving to unwind, and hopefully he will be able to. He got one of his partners, and now he and somebody else are going to run it themselves, and they're bringing on a couple other people. He's invested over $100,000 in the business, and he hasn't taken any money or salary for the last 18 months, and he's looking to make another investment in the business possibly. Oh yeah, neither did I. There's some boxes like $10,000. It's tangled thing.
So the complaint where you need a partner, move a partner to use a hard gun with your 15.
I'm clear at this time, but he is bringing on someone who's got a huge amount of inventory, which is what they do now, and that's been off the sale of that. I could really find money they're employing.
What is the time table for that to be resolved?
We don't have a timetable.
He doesn't.
That's my own.
I have been pressing to get as much paid as possible as soon as possible. But we don't have any deadlines.
So can you please make this?
I would like as much restitution as possible to be paid prior to sentencing.
Yeah.
At sentencing, whatever money has not yet been paid, you will have a time period to pay it. That's on probation. It's usually 3 to 5 years. Typical.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always beneficial everybody to get it, to pay on things as quickly as possible. So that's always my goal, but there's no timetable in hopes.
What's the total amount of the restitution? That's
about $450,000.
But we've already paid that. We're close to $1,000.
I'm going to pay that much.
What's on the plan?
It's a little complicated because Brighton's mother hit up a bail money of $75,000 that she has pledged towards restitution. So what's he said is get that back, but she's not getting it back. It's going towards restitution. And I think we've made...
Oh, I'm fine. So $165,000. And there's, right, just so you know, Anna's main thing was like, what we wanted in D.C. And the reason why I couldn't was because it's not resolved. She was like, well, you're coming to D.C. and we'll just pick it. You know, and I was like, it doesn't exactly work that way. So,
the monitoring that they've been on me is, if you believe that,
so supposedly, it would have been cool in October. It's I went down at the classic town and got here. I opened up at the local bank. It's a local bank in Massachusetts. Or Massachusetts. And I thought, I'll have a personal account there. I'll have never need. All the restitution money went in, and I took, so I put it all in there and wrote the check out. So that was the whole point of that. But I never did anything with that account. No access. Well, I never seen close to over here.
Possibility that she had an account that you didn't know about?
That's crazy. It would surprise me. Yeah, it definitely would surprise me, but. I mean, it's possible. But you got the JetBlue card, you told me she was getting it, so.
Going back just to the other, but just to keep it in sense, is there a possibility that you could have your password involved, JetBlue?
Possible.
No. So, on the table?
Yeah.
Of 6 months?
Yeah.
But that has not. That's all been under suspense because of this.
So, that's possible that you don't.
Because
it's one thing
you're going to
take care of
the
dudes
with their
young.
Yeah. It's young. Yeah. But also, Nana and my mother both lost their
minds
if they were not having it. So, after all of this, because we've been apart for so long, so then why did you do all of this? Why did we struggle this much? I mean, the cost of this house and running to the townhouse and all the traveling and not being together. She was, I don't really bring that up when I talked to her about it.
You had discussed the plan for the kids if you were to go, say you were going for 6 months or a year.
We discussed the plan of the kids going to D.C. without me.
Yeah.
And we discussed that on September 1st because we only got this house for 6 months.
Yeah.
I had said, maybe that's not a good idea. I don't know how long I will go see you or the children. And you'll be all by yourself. There won't be a room of male support. But we decided to go 6 months ago, 10th March 1st. Now, as we had a difficult holiday season because of, you know, while they're able to see each other and while there's fullness and they're going to go to Belgrade, take a vacation there, not here. I said, maybe it's time to send the kids in a small crate and help it figure it out. And she said, well, let's discuss it. We're supposed to discuss it, you know, for the new year. And especially after the news that Tracy gave us a few days before. And also, what was Tracy going to say about taking the kids and that kind of thing? The kids, I said, but I also said, you're exhausted without the kids. Think about what that's going to be like. You know, I have three boys at the house and we want to leave home. So there was a lot at the beginning. So he's not stressed with that.
Yeah, that's a big life change. So what? Did you need anywhere in D.C.?
We were thinking of moving Robin. Robin is relatively new. We asked her if that would work out. When she was in Serbia, she asked a few people if she would fly them at baby. Her mother and my mother can no longer support the kids. They're just not in shape. They were a few years ago, and now it's just not possible. She's like, if my mother and how's your mother look like her. She can't let us.
Two kitchen.
Yeah.
Over.
Well, I mean, they were watching. Her mother did help us a few years ago with two, but it just wasn't possible anymore. So, especially after her, no one worked again last year. So,
how did that conversation, like, where did that last?
Well, I left a message for her, and I was going to get more information from Tracy. And I was going to speak to her. I'll just speak to my mother about it, too. They keep both have a huge investment. I think we decided that that's where the thing was.
So, I'd like to go back to the first thing. Here. We really need to find out what we did that day.
Yeah, we're just trying to find out for you. I know that the previous couple of interviews told us that when I thought to move on to fix and to go out with cemetery.
We had a lot of 77
for the people at breakfast.
Fresh toast,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Why don't we just start at, when you got out of bed?
Yeah, of course. So we were getting out of bed and then, cause Brian wakes up. And then I came down. I didn't change in Brian because I didn't know the linings were. So sometimes, like I said, closer than more than always. William was still sleeping in his room at the time. Brian was up. Brian likes to come down the stairs himself. So I got down and then Thomas turned on the couch. They started wanting to go to work. And he's like, yeah, say goodbye. He's like, all right, next toast time. So Brian came down. I made the breakfast and, I did out, clean up after, some of the stuff from last night's dinner. I did out dishwasher and that stuff. And then I went up to get, William and bring him down for breakfast. So then we had the breakfast, which is, the kids love to touch toast on days off. Was it cocoa melon was, I think, what I put on for the kids. I think that's what it's called. So there was that. The kids have their iPads 2 years ago. There was a lot of new toys that we were playing with. So that was most of the morning. I love the phone at the time. I think I emailed, I made sure it was off. So Zach and Daniel, who are, we basically work at the world, in contact every day, so I wanted to know that the phone wasn't working. In case something was coming across to let them know that I can only get emails. On my father. So those are three emails I sent out. I was going to send out more, but I just didn't have time for it. I think it won't show up. So, Robin came in, the kids were excited to see Robin. And then, I got ready. I hadn't got ready at all. I showered and everything like that. So, and I had time from 3 to 9 to leave the house. It was to go to my mother. But I had to go out and get the milk and the juice and some other things. So mainly the milk was at least my initials. And then I came back and set that up. So I left at 4 instead of 3.
And then I drove up and saw my mother, and then a couple of errands, CVS and Whole Foods is the main thing. So, you know, I didn't have her. I talked to her, the usual stuff, made sure everything was doing well. And then I drove back. That was my main day. I think I got back, at 8 or something like that.
In your house the rest of the night?
Yeah, that's good. So my times are pretty straight. So, just follow, I'm 100% compliant on this.
Right. So first off, I was at the end of the job.
Yeah, I realized that's three.
That takes
me I might have gone to Long Range and played. Yeah, I might have had some baseball cards for like Thomas or something like that. I only know about it because of the Fresh Pulse. Barnes and Noble is placing baseball cards too. Okay.
So you don't have to go to Walgreens?
I do go to Walgreens a lot when I'm next to Shaw's. Yeah, so I don't recall. I was pretty focused on making sure I got to
know. Okay. So then after that, you come home.
Yeah.
While you're here.
Oh, I just, got the stuff in the fridge and, basically told Robin I was heading out, checked on the boys and things like that, and then I was gone.
And, but direct you home?
Yes, sir.
And when was that put down this week?
3:30 there, that's so.
You feel like there it is?
Swamp's back there, Swamp's.
Your condo.
What?
Your
condos are fine.
Yes, sir. And that's private. It's a thing you want for us?
It's that sort of called the landing. It's like a apartment complex or something.
What landing?
1320.
Okay. So, if you have your spot start, what moves do you have up
there? But it was a little difficult because I got lost when I didn't have the GPS.
Okay.
So it took me a long way. I went the wrong way, and then I came probably I noticed it was about 1 a.m. and then we came across 114 or something, and then we needed to get up to, what's it called, the swamp zone.
So it took longer than normal. How long is it to
get there? With no traffic, you can make it in, maybe 60, 70 minutes, but I probably took, I took over a little bit over 90 minutes, maybe. So, I was probably there, there before 6, after 5:30.
Okay.
Wow.
What do you think about what?
I put one on one and said, well, on 1 a.m. I kept driving further than I had to.
All right. And what did you do with Mama's house?
She didn't know that I was coming because I'm going to call in advance. So it took a while to get in. She's like, who is it? She's always, she's like, it's your son, supposed to be here. She's like, you didn't call. I said, and she opened the door, and then I came in. We just talked. For a few minutes, I told her what was going on, and then, I discussed if she, I forget if I brought stuff at the time, or one of the things I didn't went back out and brought some stuff from my, I forget what it is, but one of the points of foods that she likes, I think Max nailed it, and that's a couple of things from CVS. She likes, clean pads, is usually, she can't have gloves and clean pads and things like that since the pandemic.
Okay. So, well, that's long to look at CVS and think of looking at CVS.
And there's, just in that area, that small spot area.
The Whole Foods you see there?
Yes.
And what a food?
Not that I come in and I'm able to stop. Sometimes I'm Stop and Shop or, Homebridge and then about to send it out.
You probably want to stop and shop over the Whole Foods.
Well, they have the food. Also, the food for the dog is 25% more expensive at
and the whole thing isn't stopping stuff. So, yeah, so there are times where I would go to get stuff, and obviously, you know, market basket, things like that. So,
it's a grocery store for your mom.
Just a little bit, yeah. She does not, yeah, quite a good crowd, so.
And patronize, happily, so you have the food, you know, what?
Yeah, just a little bit with this discuss things and, you know, like what's going on. And she actually, you know, we even discussed, you know, what Tracy had said. She's like, well, she basically said it would be a FTC family is one of the takeaways. Well, yeah, that was, yeah, that was definitely very hard.
What's more fun on the ultimately different FTC?
Yes, she's coming with us. Oh, she's going to live in a separate residence. She's independent, but much closer right now. Her family struggling because she's been far away, and she's like, I'm not moving, especially after the pandemic, and I'm totally not moving temporarily. So that's why she didn't move down. She was about to move back to Alaska, but the woman, you know, moving, she's like, okay, I'm on. Until I know where you guys are, it's not happening. So I get that. That makes sense, yes. We were going to bring her to, well, what's the place in Hingham with the landmark? And,
I don't look down
here. Tampa. Should be on. There you go.
Thanks.
Yeah, I thought that would be good for her. Close
enough. Okay, so you guys are there. And, was it apologies? Are you stopping on the way home?
No.
I'm gas for.
Oh. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay.
I just lost. I'm sorry. I think I got an odd check. I don't think I got gas.
You want to get in the gas or credit
card? Yeah, I was about to say, you can pay stuff at credit card. So if I get the loss, I'll know. I use a free card. Yeah, it's basically done.
That because then how that was
joint. That's a joint account, the Chase of Castle account. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's lost that. Sounds like I'm going to let the game. I'm not sure that. You put that with the game. One of them, you have to have the game with the game.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, it does sound all right.
And you don't know where it is. It has an inscription.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you have to know if I don't know.
Right.
And what is that done? Is that done with one of these?
Oh, no. No. So, with my lady, every Thursday I send her email. If you go through my emails, you can come on. You can look through all of those. And I say, so these are the requests for the week. This is what I'll be doing at this time. You know, may I have permission to take, you know, school or whatever it is. Now, there are some other things that are constant, like taking the kids to school is all set up, right? So I have to take school from Monday to Friday and stuff like that. So those I don't make requests for. They could be other things. Like I have to see Tracy in person or see my probate lawyer or my mother or take, you know, the kids to a game that's not. I make those requests in advance. If anything changes, I am able to ask about, you know, changes. They're supposed to be 72 hours in advance, so same day would have to be an emergency situation.
I think the particular trip that on Sunday in response to the descriptions and mom's off.
Yes, so I was supposed to take she was having cataract surgery, so she was coming over. Let me see what happened. So she was going to come over, and I went and I picked her up, and I brought her back to the house. So she was so let me show you that. We went on the 20th or something, or the 21st for surgery. At that point, she couldn't do a lot, so she was at the house here to take care of her. Then I drove her up. Set her up at her place so that she could be comfortable away from the kids. She's unable to, like, stay there, like, for extended periods of time. Also, so that, you know, she likes to leave John and I can have time alone as well. Then I went to pick her out and brought her back, and then, she was going to stay until first. She left early, and I said, I'll
I'll come up. And she's like, I have everything. I said, I have all set for Sunday. I'll come up and make sure you're all set for the week so that we're all, you know, everything's good. I'm glad you're feeling better. So we didn't know how fast she would probably go to the from this cataract surgery in the first line. So, so I went up to support her and set her up for health so that she made sure she had everything.
Cool. The blade you did draw on about early, what's that?
No, she, her car was here because, we brought a car in before surgery. And then it's like, I can drive, I'm fine. She left on Thursday.
Okay. So, you're here, your team is going on Monday? Do you have any schedule? I can't call
I think I don't believe my dad's scheduled time on Monday. I guess I did have a little bit of time. Did you think that the boys, as always, for school, that they didn't have it? So I took the photos for, I would have been down for ice cream or something like that. So, you know, to mix it up a little bit. What was the other thing? I think that was it. It was the only time I left. I don't remember the morning.
Wow.
So I
just said, Thomas,
I think we're sitting here with a bottle. What brings
you?
I don't remember. I think I had her come over pretty early because Anna had left, and at the time I didn't have the phone. And if you look at the text messages, she's like, so when she left on Sunday, I said, hey, can you go on Monday? I'm all by myself with the boys. I don't know what's happening on the phone. She said, sure, but she texted me and said, well, it was 9 okay. So I was getting in touch with her. We didn't have the phone at the time, but I said, yeah, that's when she went out and went to all the garbage. In the middle of the day, looking for the phone.
Yeah,
there was a speaker, and then there was the coffee grinder. It's like, that was kind of weird.
What kind of speaker?
I don't know. It's something that Anna had gotten, but when once it was clean, it didn't work anymore, so it all went back in. But I appreciate your Robin bringing it off my head. Yeah.
Okay. So you told me once on Monday.
Yeah, that will have to. I think, yeah, usually I never get a treat with their fathers. And I have one on my with Tim. William might also like it, so I'm trying to mix it up. I don't have an issue with it.
It's
the best. Oh, I knew it was over in Higgins. It's good.
Yeah. What do you got?
I think, is that what we wanted? We wanted to go somewhere. It was like, I was asking up somewhere else. I think we wanted to go to, Press. You know, we wanted to go to Press, which is the, what's that place? Press is in Warwell or something like that. No, it's actually, it's an ugly place where he thinks he's getting a chocolate milkshake, but it's just a chocolate banana. I don't know. He figured that he's like, this. He's found it to be tasty, so I was like, well, I'd like it anyway. So.
So, for Monday, at what point do you really start to get
nervous? My God. Yeah, when I had the phone, once I got the phone, she was getting in touch with me. I was like, well, this is like, that was weird. And we're over time, basically. So, I've done it, yeah, all the time. So, the week ago or so before, we had the same situation. Yeah, for Christmas and everything. So, I didn't want to freak out at that point. So I was like, you know what, let me see what happens in the morning. And then that's when all the texts started coming. I was like at 6, you know, I wake up pretty early. So I texted her, I was like, what's going on? That's when I got in touch with Alyssa. And she told me to calm down, and my mother told me to calm down. And, Sandra, her sister, was like, I was wondering if 1231.
Yeah.
No one seemed to worry. But I was like, maybe I'm being insane. I almost called work last time. And Anna's like, you know, not embarrassed at work. And my husband's calling around. So I was going to call on a Tuesday, but I didn't. And I should have. And then I didn't hear from her. And then on Wednesday morning, that's when I called them. I started calling the line. I don't have a number of someone at work, I realized, too. So I called, I called Mazda Building, the Crossing Building, and I called Jeff Chan, and I have his number. While I was looking through that number, Graham got in touch with me and said, hi, what's going on? And I was like, here's Brian Law, Ronald's husband. Oh, thank you. Is she there? He's like, is there a problem? I was like, not if she's at work. And that's when it's all. Wednesday morning. That was Wednesday morning.
But you started on Monday, Tuesday.
Everyone's telling me to call back.
And we've done the phone.
And I was just called work, and the whole thing was like, don't worry, sir, at work. That's why I kept texting. Where are you? I emailed her. I said, see the gag.
Alexandra.
Alexandra's sister. So she's got, her name is Alexandra, but Anna has all sorts of different names for her. Alex, Sally, Sally, so all sorts of, so she's got a bigger name. That's Anna's sister.
I saw you favor the
Bible, yeah.
And on the fourth, with the morning story, you'd already opened it on.
Yeah.
But then she starts talking about weed.
So I heard a way to call the police, because I was every time I was talking to Petition Inspire people, and the guy Huey was there to get everything in motion. He's the one that said, I'll call DC, and he met them, and he's the one that calls Cohasset to get everything going, because he's, ex-Secret Service and everything. So, if I asked, I was going to do it myself, and he's like, what do you need? And that's the human resource officer, Teresa, who immediately got me, who called me. He's like, actually, I'm driving over now. I'm going to tune you in with Huey. So I was like, okay. Because I've never filed a missing person report or anything like that. And she said, we have support for you. But there was no delay by doing that. In fact, actually, I think it's happened a lot quicker.
I think things happened pretty quickly after the
Awesome. Right. Yeah, 100%. I mean, it was Greg that really came over, and we got the information down, and he came over again. And then he was calling me, Greg gave me his person's report, but it was he who gave me his report.
Name Richard Walker? No. Is that? I've also got the number to be the police that's kind of stuff.
I'm Matt.
Yeah.
Ryan's mother.
Yeah.
I'd like to offer a divorce.
Yeah, and I will, quite a few people I got over there. And I think, that was what was, And everything will leave, I had a lot more time wasting.
Exactly. Instead of helping her. Anyway, she wanted me to
read that. She's supposed to be about it. I said, Tracy, so.
Yeah, she won't allow her for the board.
But she'll offer her. I feel like it's more. I'll offer her.
That's what you want, sister.
So that's what you're starting for.
Before
we do anything, we're getting
approval. No, it's
important that we're still disputed by the state. Yeah, public announcements on there all in and off.
Right, we don't want to do anything.
No, we're
going to impede the
investigation.
No, we're working in alignment with you. That's our focus.
My culture that next day, about the year,
well,
all you people walk
yeah.
in the fire.
Yeah.
This is kind of one thing.
Yeah, it hasn't. It's only created more stress.
So there's a lot of the same team.
Yeah.
The game kind of has their own.
Yeah, right. So, and that's why we brought to it. It's easier to, basically, a cool band. The time where the rest of us are not operating really very well. And also to, protect yourself, my other people back and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have any other names?
No, I saw something that I was just about home.
Okay.
I think I'm
Well, do you have any other information?
No, not right now. All right. Obviously, you know.
Is he an Uber driver or what's right?
Richard Walker?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you don't even know if he exists?
Oh, okay. I'm asking, you know.
Anna had his regular, I don't know if he's Richard Uber, but said, if someone out here, they get to recognize it. Like, is it the same person?
Oh, really?
They will come out. I mean, I guess it's not a lot. He's not at a high. Sure. So two or three, I don't know how many times, but I never met the person's name. Okay. No, it was very nice, and
we won't get that deep.
No, I'm just saying, I didn't even think about it. I mean, but I know that she, normally you never see her look like it twice, and I think she saw it at least twice, if not more.
Some people, I don't know if you've got the record.
Right. I don't know if that ever, yeah, I asked her doing that at the time when I asked, it was a while ago, I just like that. So, I said, are you going to just hire him directly? She had said no. So that's when we left him. That was a month ago or 2 months ago or something.
What's your service look like?
I'm pretty sure it could be Lyft. I never, she was running both of the apps and seeing what the pricing was always. I don't know how she's going to get this little stuff. When it was available, it was even earlier than one of the last hit. So there were days when I was awake early on, and she was worried about if she was going to make it to the airport because you couldn't get anyone. Or they'd be 30 minutes out.
Obviously, without missing anything in public and that many people are going to have their suspicions about you, what's your something hot?
Tracy is preparing for that.
Yeah.
We know that's not lost on you, but
it's important for us to hire another day. Time on
Sure.
Why? That's far from easy. With a typhoid. On Sunday for when you went out on Monday, so just verify, after the day, you basically went home where you want to work for very helpful. And but we also like to hear from so as far as the trip on Sunday, the first time they left the house, they still jogs.
Yes.
And the woman who
was awesome.
Back here at that outputs from
right.
Do you have anything up there?
It's Route 1.
So from here, that's the end of the year.
I go right, and then I drive over to, I get over to the Jersey Street, right? So I take the left and go through all that. Then I get up onto 93, there's something with that. And then I go get to Boston, and through Boston, and then one somehow. Because I've got so used to one. Having directions, right? Or having directions, not having directions, but it's just, and then I found myself further up than I should have, and I came across.
At any point did you go?
Yeah. There's a ship on the north side, for sure. So you're on Route 1, there's a ship, Christmas tree store used to be, I think on the right. Yeah, so I think I've gone too far. And I don't know how to use my GPS Volvo, but I'm going to use it.
Okay, so have you gone around or
I looked around and I think it's a 114. I'm not sure. I just took a right because I knew that I knew my mother was here and I was like, here, he's up across. I think so, yeah, that's, I remember that.
and not Bridget Gilbert. What? So what?
I think Bridget Gilbert lived. Well, from there, I like snaked around, and then got to, you know, water and up to Small Scott.
Did you buy your condos
and then
kept
them all? No, I just don't want it today.
Someone's
looking for it. Sarah Colfax is buying it. Yes. You're welcome to, I mean, I've been talking to the
tenants and you're welcome to look at them for that. Okay, so you cut the room and you go directly to the public?
Yes.
That can be, how long did you think of you?
Not long, just to the question. I've like 15 minutes.
Okay. So you estimate 20 more monuments to get through the limit?
Something like that, yeah. It's also, you know, about 4. So I should be out of there by 6. By 6 or around that 6 o'clock time. Yeah, when the errand and I got back and I was there a bit longer and then, you know, back home.
Yeah. Again, yeah, I'm for it.
Is it there?
Yeah. And, yeah, no, this one was the first. The ring was for one of Oakland's.
Yeah, is it chosen to the old student and then CBS uses the wipes, the alcoholic wipes and stuff like that? Or...
And don't go in.
Did you not say that? I might have done gas, I don't know, I have to check.
And
yeah, I was out and out being there for New Year's, and she's like, "Oh, okay, have things." So I said, "Yeah, it's going to be a great night." And then she's like, "Robin, the house." I said, "Yes, I got to get back." And she came late, and I still, I don't have my phone, so there wasn't really to come back. She didn't have phones, so there's a lot of discussion about that, and then, you know, me getting to see with the kids, you know, she's like, you can't find this home on too long. And, you know, that was pretty much it. And now that also, a lot of the surgeries are done now up here too, so, it's a good, she was like, you know, it's a good time. So I've done the cat surgery, all of my, you know, my checkups for my lungs, so it's a good time to go. She's like, where's Anna? And I said, she had to go for work. And then she's like, well, just working all the time. And I said, yeah. Yeah. No, you know, last time, on December 24th, when she worked up until 7 p.m., and then she was the flight on. There was a, you know, I was like, what's going on? And she gave me, saying, you're asking a lot of questions. You know, I didn't know what's going on. I was like, well, it seems really odd. And you have to work like so late, like December 24th. And she said, yeah, so I was going to take care of it. And then I was like, all right. So I didn't want to get into it, especially she was obviously hesitant to tell me that she wasn't real stable the whole time. So I didn't want to, we had a great night. So I was like, okay, well. And then she also said, I'm going to have more time to work with the King Day, 4 or 5 days, deliver a thing that's really, you know, it's going to work out. I'm behind. She got sick after coming out for Christmas. So I guess she had to work from home on Tuesday, and she felt like behind for the year. So it could have been that she was wanting to get ahead, but she said that there was something that was important that she had to be at. I haven't told you the stories I make up in my head, but there's no basis other than, like, what I thought it might be, but. I thought something at the Mazda building. That's where she was till 7 p.m. On the 24th of December. In the morning, she sent me, if you look at the text, she's like, there's leaks, like at 8 a.m. on then there's right somewhere, something must have gone on over there, and she's supposed to live right next door. That's so the fact that she's here and not right next door, so I might, you know, call her and say something like that, she'd be like, well, I have to get over there. Like, she was always busy on the phone instead of going on, so. Well, she lives, our townhouse is right next door to the Mazda building. So she can walk over, right? So the fact that she's always here doesn't get. I don't know. I mean, again, this is all of my conjecture. Like, she's like, well, if I was
if we were at the town house and someone went on to demise the building or the new stand or any kind, she could get out, walk over, deal with it, and come right back. We'd be fine.
But I don't think so, leave.
No, no, it says that she manages all the people and stuff there. So, and she's, it's an in-person job. It's not something like that she does with the phone and stuff like that. So, I mean, but again, that was something that came, that's in my head, yeah.
Why did you want to have an ability to go back to work?
We lost a lot of time over the holiday season.
When did she actually tell you that she was?
She alluded to it when she arrived on Friday, and she was busy on Saturday saying that, she was running, things were running behind. And then she basically sent her to the back. She kept her back to the back early. Don't have to jump that to say, I'm going to go back tomorrow.
But the record of the gun at the end of the
record, right. So in the morning. And I was like, well, that's somewhat surprising, but considering like the Thanksgiving schedule, the last 2 months wasn't surprising because she was supposed to be here for Thanksgiving, that got canceled. And then when she came back on December 6th, she was supposed to be here for 5 days, which was only good for a few hours. She was supposed to be here for Christmas, New Year, Christmas Eve and all of that. And then that got compressed and then she drove up, so she's only here for 8 p.m. to 5 p.m. on the 26th. So all of that became a pattern that we were getting compressed on our schedules. That did also do the flights. I'm sorry.
So just, and then go back.
Playing on, of course, the work so late on field seeing how to be.
Yes. I was complaining about it. That's the best way to explain it. I don't think so. I just was like, yeah, this, I said, well, it's working at that time. I guess they made a decision to get all this stuff out of there early. And I could see that, corporate style. And she did say, hey, the 24th is a working day in retail building. And that was true.
What was her sign on that?
She was the, regional general manager.
Hopefully, a problem with her when he's building just finding 800 acres.
There's GMs, yeah, definitely. But she... Yeah, that's a good point. Oh. Absolutely. Crossing did not have a GM for a long time. So she was the GM over there. That guy Graham called me. He's the new GM. And then Mazza was kind of her project because he was closing. So she was very hands-on over there. For the other buildings, there was less talk about the other buildings.
Mm-hmm. It just swapped through the timeline. She had a flight Christmas morning. She worked really Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Okay. When did she actually show up in Christmas first?
April or Christmas? Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day.
Yes.
8 p.m.
Yes.
And she's close right through.
Yes. Well, she missed her. Her flight was canceled. They're canceled, and they're like, maybe we can get you out. That's when the whole storm came. And then she just got the call and started to drive. And I was like, no, go, get rest. It might have been better, but, that's, it's very her. That is really very, all out, all the time.
Okay, so 8 p.m. on Christmas.
Say 14.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said you get just a high IP and three right play.
It's a little bit. Yeah, so I'm not going to share it with
you. I can't. I suspect there is
no
one.
No, not when we're married. I mean, like when we were dating, I get people, it was a bit different, but like in the last, 7 or 9 years, now I've been talking with three kids, where, after I was arrested, I remember writing her notes, and I said, but this might not be the life I promised you. If you want to leave, I understand. She said, no, so you were together, and, we're focused on our relationship and the kids, and it's more than just us, it's children too, so. I really couldn't imagine that. She was very focused on work and family. I guess it would be totally outside of her, value system.
So how would you react if you don't be able to
do that?
Angry room.
So,
My first inclination would be like, we're going to need these waters. I wouldn't even expect something like that to happen. But if she said, the story I've been getting is that she's like, I'm living with somebody else, not like I'm sleeping with someone. I assume that if something like that happens, you'd say, I'm leaving you for someone else, you know, not like, oh, I'm not here for you. It'd be kind of weird. I don't know. I mean, she's certainly just very direct. But when we always had these conversations, like I said, I know it's been tough being separated, she's like, yeah, you have to get to, but her whole thing is like, you and the kids get to DC as quickly as possible. That is not someone who's like, I'm going to care.
What do you mean?
We had conversations about who are servers that are having big part. And she was like, you have to get to, the kids have to get here as soon as possible. Not, you know, there was nothing. Other than that, that was always her main focus. Yeah, there was certainly difficult. We did see each other enough, and that we're able to be intimate, on a regular basis. Not the same as if you're living with someone, but in some ways, we took advantage of the time more than had we been together. I remember her bringing that up. She said, you make that priority, whereas when we were together and all around, we're always waiting on the night that they can't. So that was something that we discussed. But she didn't like the sound, so it was another thing. I mean, she was always playing like we're rebels, she needs rebels. But her having an affair, I just like, you know, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Also, where's the time? She was exhausted. She was always flying. At every moment, she was flying here or working. I mean, sure. I mean, anything's possible. It just sounds, all of the scenarios seem improbable. Certainly that does too. But maybe I don't see it in one way. And then who would be with her? It's like, I have to be now.
He's working where she's on. Is there anyone there? Sure. Pick up.
Pick up and leaving was not common. Word emergencies were, maybe the word emergency is being misused, but, uptakes or something that, outlier. There was a time the FBI, hit the crossing building. She was always said she was like anything over there. Then what I got the leaks at Mazda, TJ Maxx wanted to leave Mazda. Like these things that came up that like were disrupting her daily work were things that, we talked about all the time, and that it was, it was a huge pressure for her, and she didn't have all the personnel in place.
That's the backtrack on something you said. She came home December 5th or early December, you said, and she was supposed to stay 5 days.
Yeah.
She came home for a few hours.
So basically, I guess it was the same thing. She was going to come in on, she was gone. I guess she came on the 7th, which is a Wednesday. And she had left on the 23rd, so 2 weeks in Belgrade. She was going to stay and leave like Monday the 12th. And then she told me she had to leave on the 8th. I was starting to get used to it. I was like, wow, that's tough. I was upset. I had 2 weeks, in Belgrade, one day a year. It's like, need more than that, so.
Your Honor? It's going to go over to your pause. Your Honor, would it be an appropriate time now, or would you notice?
No, pick a time now.
Thank you.
The jurors, thank you for your attention today. And I know from firsthand experience, and now you do too, how tiring it can be just sitting all day. Think about that. Some fresh air, and can either at lunch, can be at home. It helps with my experience. There's, I'll leave you today reminding you of the four obligations that, and that I expect to know you will be obedient to them. First, don't do any research about this case. Don't speak to anyone about this case. Don't access any social media or news media, and continue to have open minds and keep a view of sponges in the jury box, taking in all of the information that's provided to you during the trial. Have a good night. But before you leave, don't think I'm oblivious to the fact that we're getting the first snowstorm. Lived here now a lot of years, and so I hate to say this out loud, but I will anyway. I don't have a great confidence in, as it is such a complicated business, what the meteorologists are predicting. I did ask my clerk to check earlier this afternoon, sometime between 2 and 4. It sounds like they're downgrading the expectations. I don't want you to think your safety and your security is a priority to me, as is everybody that works here. So I'll be thinking about that tomorrow, and if it's appropriate to let you go earlier, I will if the forecast changes. Well, I don't want to jinx this. So I'll leave it there. Just have a good night. And again, thanks for your attention today.
All right, so the court, please. Jurors, go to the court. Leave them on the chairs. Follow me.
What is the plan for day two?
There are, we have approximately 40 more minutes of interviews, but I believe I have about 30 to 40 minutes of an examination left of Sergeant Schmidt. There would be cross-examination. I leave that to counsel. And then we would put on Trooper Guarino to go over the results of the safari searches, the safari history of the MacBook, also mentioning the iPad and some of the work he did on one of the phones. I anticipate there's binders of information that would go in through him, and that would be reviewed with him.
Those are binders that you, I think they're on my bench, but are those the three binders that we previously discussed?
Yes, Your Honor.
And remind me, I think I remember this correctly, that you have binders for each of the jurors? Or you're going to do them on the, in the electronics?
We're going to do the monitors. It's a lot of paper.
It is.
I would easily break the machine. So that is the intention to do that. We are also going to call in another half a dozen witnesses if we go fast. And I'll give counsel the list of the actual witnesses we'll have. Because I'm not too sure what the cross will be. So I want to make sure we have more business available for us than we might get to.
I appreciate that. And then I will keep an eye on the forecast. It's what I most recently read is they were downgrading it slushy, but the commute tomorrow, leaving work might be messy. If it starts to get messy here, I'll probably cut the day short. Hopefully the weather will stay rainy instead of snowing, but we'll be limber.
I also think that right now we're ahead of pace.
Good. All right. There's another question. I'm just hesitating to get up because I feel like there's something else I wanted to ask you. Can't bring it back right now. So I'll remember it right after I step off the bench, and then I'll pepper you with that either by email to the clerk or otherwise. Oh, I know what it was. I think earlier today when we were talking about the William Fasto text messages, I did see the final paragraph and went back, and it was Exhibit 199 that I was referencing, not paper number 199, not paper number 197, Motion in Limine number 13, which goes back to the same arguments with regard to state of mind evidence. But at one point, I knew where to find some of those, whatever was marked for the grand jury, but I don't see it anymore. Two things. One, best I can tell, according to my records, the defense never opposed that motion in limine. So if the opposition is different than the substance of the opposition to paper number 199, specific to Mr. Fasto, the defense should let me know that. When do we think we're going to see Mr. Fasto?
We're working on Thursday, Your Honor.
Okay, so everyone knows when it's going to be. And secondly, so that I can get prepared for those arguments, I want the panelists to get me a copy of Mr. Fasto's emails.
Text messages.
Thank you.
Copy today, I can get the court. As some, I think the one that the government would expect to introduce, I think has some adjustment off, but just for the court to see. And we did submit a written objection to statements relating to state of mind. We didn't specifically reference his. If it would assist the court, I can certainly have something by tomorrow morning, even just a one-page highlighting and specify our objection.
Right.
But I'll pass this up now just so you
have. So I do have whatever you objected to for 199, and I went through Qualls or whatever the name of the, how you pronounce the case at the time, and some of the cases that followed it. So I'm familiar with what the law is with regard to the state of mind exception. I just want to refresh my memory. There's certain of Mr. Fasto's text messages with Anna Walsh that I remembered from prior hearings, but this will help me. I'll take a look at this tonight.
And I'll get a one-page just brief draft or brief memo just outlining the argument more precisely.
All right. That's all I can think of right now. Anything, any other questions, comments, needs? Commonwealth first.
No, Your Honor.
And defense, anything?
No.
Want to raise with me. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Feeling under the weather? You can Teladoc that. Actually, for almost everything health-related, checkups, check-ins, and everything in between, you can Teladoc that. For your physical health or for your mental health, you can Teladoc all that. We've got doctors, therapists, specialists, and coaches all available by web or app. Get started today at TeladocHealth.com. That's TeladocHealth.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.